0589 or email complaintg.zm or visit our website www.iba.org.zm.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority, promoting a pluralistic broadcasting industry in Zambia through fair, transparent and effective regulation.
This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. Government promises full payment to farmers by January 10th. Stakeholders reflect on 2025 as a tough and divisive year for Zambians. And in international news, with the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalam. Government has assured farmers across the country that all outstanding payments for May supplied to the Food Reserve Agency will be fully settled by January 10, 2026, despite delays experienced in the disbursement process. Minister of Finance and National Planning, Tumbekom Sokotwane, has acknowledged the delay and expressed regret while reaffirming government's commitment to ensuring that every farmer is paid in full within the stated time frame. Dr. Sokotwane says payments to farmers are currently progressing and will continue to be made on a rolling basis. He has explained that the FRA is receiving funds from financing institutions as well as proceeds from ongoing mess sales, which will enable payment to be effected in tranches ahead of the final settlement date. The minister has emphasized that farmers will continue receiving payments during this interim period and assured the nation that the government remains fully committed to clearing all outstanding obligations to farmers who supplied maize to the FRA. The Rudin has encouraged farmers who did not sell their maize to the Food Reserve Agency to take advantage of the current prices being offered by the private sector. This comes as maize prices are on the open market continue to rise, with a 50 kilogram bag now fetching to 350 kwacha. Zarudi Executive Director Gilbert Mpanga says the price increase presents an opportunity for farmers to earn income and recover the cost of their farming input.
A farmer struggles. We have never seen a government buying maize from a commercial farmer. They buy from small scale farmers. And these small scale farmers, they are the same people who are in trouble. For them to get fertilizer from fish, it is the same money that they produce from the maize. So if they are delayed to be paid, it will be difficult for them to pay that 1 quarter. The 1 quarter is small to you, away, but to them it's a lot of money. So they need to be considered. Consider them, please. This country's food basket is built on a small scale farmer, not commercial farmer.
Minister of Health Elijah Muchima has expressed concerns over the potential strike action by the Clinical Officers Association of Zambia, urging health workers to remain united as the country works to strengthen its health system. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Dr. Muchima questioned the timing of ongoing industrial action among various health associations, stressing the need for collaboration rather than division in addressing sector challenges. His remarks follow COAS's call for volunteer clinical officers and other specialists to withdraw their services until the government provides clear assurances on the absorption of more than 11,000 unemployed clinical officers into the public service. Dr. Muchima says the government is working to address the staffing constraints and has plans to recruit 2,000 health workers. However, he emphasized that this recruitment will cater for all health cutters and not just one group. The minister further acknowledged the complexity of managing interest across the 89 health associations currently operating in the country, but has stressed that the government remains committed to inclusive and continued engagement.
I don't know this country, where we are going. You see, we should be dealing with, do you know how many associations are in the mandate health sector? There are more than 89. So if every association wants to go to strike, then I don't know when we shall wait. When we talked about doctors, we talked about health workers. As we don't talk about one element, we are talking about the health workers. Doctors are alone. We are not affording even that 2,000 recruitment. That's not saying they're only recruiting doctors, no. They're recruiting everyone in that country.
Some stakeholders have described 2025 as a challenging and divisive year for the Zambian people, marked by economic hardships, political tension, and growing social strain. Millennium Radio spoke to various stakeholders reflecting on the year, with many agreeing that citizens endured significant difficulties. Clergyman Bishop Joseph Kajula says 2025 was a tough year for many households, largely due to prolonged load shedding, which disrupted livelihoods, education, and essential services. He adds that social media also contributed to polarizing public opinion, with national debate increasingly driven by division rather than unity. Bishop Kajula further cites the enactment of Bill 7 as one of the most contentious national developments, saying it deepened political tensions. He also described the continued delay in barring former President Edgar Lungu as a serious national concern that reflects the extent of division in the country.
When we have seen a lot of things happening, especially among the believers, some standing, some backsliding, and the country also, you know, went through a lot of challenges, especially the power issues, which hit the whole country. For lack of hydropower, the government attempting to put up solar plants, which we believe that in 2026 most of them will be commissioned. And it is in 2025 when we lost Zambia's sixth president.
Meanwhile, Citizens First President Harry Kalabar says 2025 was distressing for most Zambians, noting that persistent load shedding and the high cost of living placed citizens under severe economic pressure.
In the history of this country, our people experienced unprecedented load shedding. Businesses have collapsed as a result of lack of enabling environment due to electricity challenges. It's been a year when our farmers have suffered a lot because they produced their maize and sold to FRI and have not been paid. It's also been a very difficult year even for motorists because they've been struggling with diesel to buy. And so 2025 goes down the history drain as one of the most difficult and complicated years for the Zambian populace.
And Chiengi, Independent Member of Parliament Given Katuta, says Zambia has become more divided in 2025, particularly along political lines. She says increasing political intolerance undermines national unity and has called on leaders to prioritize dialogue and cohesion as the country moves forward.
It's been a very rough year. We've seen a lot of political tension in our country and economically, we've seen there's nothing to talk about economically. It has been rough for everyone. It's now that we're seeing power being coming back, being brought back to people when most of companies have closed down.
Various stakeholders have welcomed President Hakainde Hichilema's declaration of December 29th as a public holiday to commemorate Zambia's status as a Christian nation. President Hichilema yesterday declared December 29th as an annual public holiday beginning next year to reinforce and consolidate Zambia's declaration as a Christian nation. Speaking to Millennium Radio Independent Churches Council of Zambia, ICOS President David Masuba described the declaration as a plus for the nation, saying it provides an opportunity for Zambians to participate in praise and worship.